You're listening to a chapel service recorded at Asbury Theological Seminary in Orlando, Florida. For more information, visit asburyseminary.edu.
A couple of years ago, I started telling my children something that I think might be one of the most important lessons of childhood. Asher, I'd say to him, after Asher has asked me to do something for the fourth time in 1 hour that he can do for himself. Asher, you are not the center of the universe. The sun does not rise and set on your whims, and the oceans will continue to maintain their tidal rhythms even if you don't get your way. This lesson that we are not the center of the universe, that we are in fact not God, is one that I am continually learning myself. And it is, in my opinion, one of the most besetting sins of our time. But it's not just our time. It's also a sin as old as the world itself. Was not the fall caused by Adam and Eve's illusion that they thought they could be like God? They forgot that they were created. They forgot that they were not the creator. And they ate from the tree that God had commanded them to stay far away from. And this is just one example. What about the Tower of Babel? The people there thought that maybe a tower was the way to reach immortality. But God frustrated their desires. They were no more God than you and I are. This human propensity, this desire to be like God, to think that we're God, this human desire to create for ourselves a tower, to reach for the heavens and thereby obtain immortality. This desire is all around us. We've seen evidence of it this afternoon. Mountains of trash. Air surrounding us, air that is unfit to breathe. Rivers and oceans contaminated by our waste. What is this? Why are we doing this to ourselves? This is the world that God has given us, a place to cherish. And instead, we are falling into a pit, thinking that we're more important than what we are, and indeed that we are like God. And it doesn't matter that we throw our stuff as the garbage of the world continues to choke the very life that we can continue to build, but that we can continue to consume, that we continue to drive our cars as if there is nothing in the world going on besides us. Brothers and sisters, I'm pretty sure that we all know in our heart of hearts that we are not God and that we are finite. But if you're like me, we continually forget this all the time. And I forget this because it's convenient to forget. It's convenient to forget as I throw away a plastic Starbucks mug or a cup instead of recycling it, a cup that will spend the next 450 years in the landfill. It's convenient to forget that when I think about getting rid of my computer, a computer that's only 3 years old. It's convenient to forget that the monitor contains 4 to 5 pounds of lead. It contains mercury and other hazardous materials that can leach into our groundwater and then contaminate us. But maybe we need to start remembering. Maybe we need to practice this art of remembering. Remembering that we can do something, that we are not helpless, even in the light of overwhelming environmental degradation. We are all people here. Training for the work of God in both the church and the world, working against sin in the world. And because we all do this work together, we all know the power of God in the face of sin. We know that God is stronger, that God is bigger than any human weakness. And we know that the footprint of God is so clear upon the earth that even in our times of despair, we can't help but see it. Do we not even now see it all around us? What about the ospreys that fly above Asbury? I saw one of those this morning. or the owls that nest in the trees by our house, or the egrets searching for those little lizards, they're actually called anoles, in the mall parking lots? What about the beauty of God all around us, from the wildlife, like the manatees, the gators, the fish that swim in our rivers, the trees, to one another? We have no reason for despair. The world and all that is in it belongs to God. And it is now our responsibility to remember that and to live into this truth in the world today. God has given us the gift of the world all around us. Rain to fall in the fields, giving life for the bread that we eat. The sun giving life to all creation. These are the gifts of God for all of us. Gifts that we must cherish and appreciate, and gifts that we need to learn to remember, and gifts that we need to learn to preserve. And this learning is work. It takes time before we're really good at it. When I was 4 years old, my best friends, Sarah and Beth, and I got the brilliant idea that we could take out every toy in my room. I will tell you right now that the cleaning up was not nearly as much fun as the putting away or as the taking out. And I will also tell you that my mom did the majority of the cleaning up in the room because I was still learning to clean up a messy room. I needed to learn to clean up my own mess. And sometimes I still need to learn to clean up my own mess. But I am much better at this now than when I was 4. But it's taken a lot of practice, and I'm still practicing it yet. Just like thinking about the environment takes practice. At first, when our family started recycling, we would accidentally throw away a milk carton or a yogurt container. Things that could be recycled. Not that this kind of accident does not happen anymore, because it does. But our family is better learning, in the context of our home, how to begin this process of caring better for the world that God has given us. This chapel today was inspired by one small change that a group of us, all Asbury students, made together. This is the result of a class project, a project that has taken all of us quite a bit further than what we expected. Our goal was to form mentoring relationships with people of all ages in order that we might affect environmental change. But let me tell you how it's changed me. I'm thinking about those Starbucks cups now. You know, the ones that 2 months ago I just threw away without thinking? I'm thinking about how I get from here to there. And riding my bike to the library and the post office, even when it's a little bit hot outside and I might sweat. We're in the process of changing from styrofoam cups to washable cups in the children's Sunday school class that I oversee. And we're thinking of getting started on a project to replace the water-guzzling toilets in our church. We're here in chapel asking you to join our efforts. All of this is much more than what we anticipated. Now imagine for a minute if we all did one small thing to change the environment. It might be like that parable that Jesus tells us, the parable of the mustard seed. And I'm going to read that right now out of Mark. And he said, "How shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the soil, although it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade." The smallest of seeds. But then it grows. and it makes shade for all the birds of the air to nest in. A place of refuge from the hot sun. Brothers and sisters, we are called to care for the earth because God made the world, and God made the world good. Our imprint upon the earth must be temporary, and we should live into this truth by reducing our own consumption. It is our job as Christians to encourage others that we know to follow this same paradigm, first by our own example, and then maybe by our words. Let's all plant a seed together, a seed that can grow into a bush where the birds of the air can find refuge, a seed that is mysterious and wonderful beyond what we anticipated, a seed that shows us what the kingdom of heaven is like.